at 20YQ testing.
Good evening. This is N20YQ, Net Control for the Black Revised Service Net. My name here is Dan. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. at Boonville Amateur Club Repeater 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville Jackson Hill. This is from one end. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic is party all time. They can break in any time. Is there any emergency traffic out there at this time? The Boonville Amateur Club next month's meeting will be Tuesday, January 20th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Platt Northern Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street, Boonville. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member and we can set it up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done, so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to contact with or conduct the net yourself. You will find the net preamble on our website at www.boonvilleearc.com. Is there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in at this time? Please call N2YQ. Echo links out there wishing to check in, please call now. This is N20YQ, Net Control for the Black and White Service Net. I will now take calls from regular members and guests. Please call now.
N2PFM, good evening, ma'am.
KC2YXN, good evening.
KD2AIT, good evening, Dan.
WA2U, good evening.
KC2NBU, good evening, Dan.
Last call, please come back again.
Might have been me, KC2NBU.
Okay, well, we got a nice start set up here. We got N2PFM, George, KC2B, VXN, Nick Cathy, KC2AIT, Jeff, WA2U, John, and KC2MBU, Ray. So, good evening, folks. We'll go back to the top of the N2PFM. Good evening, George, how are you doing this evening?
Well, good evening, Dan, and to the whole crew out there. We're out there, probably be some more later. Good evening. The temperature is 7 degrees above zero here on the mountainside right now in Watson. Temperature range today was minus 7 to 22, and beautiful sunshine all day. So, there was a beautiful sunshine. Went to Krogan today for the $5 Wednesday haircut. And came back to Valley View to my friend over there, Dennis, and after that came home. So that's about it here from the mountainside. We'll say God bless in 73, San 2, PFM clear.
Yeah, very good, George, on your report this evening. You said Wednesday, similar $5 hair special, is that what you said?
Men and boys, $5 haircut special. Yes, I don't want to start giving an advertisement over the radio for this party, otherwise I could be accused of commercializing ham radio. We'll just say it's in Krogan, N2PFM.
Oh, okay, that's pretty good deal, though. Pretty good deal, though, George. So very good, very good. And your weather statistics there for sure. Yeah, it was not bad day today. A lot of sun, and temperatures weren't too bad. It was in the low 20s, so Vega, George. You have a good evening. I'll talk to you later. KC2VXN. Kathy, how you doing this evening?
Well, it's KC2 Yankee X-Ray November. Good evening, Dan, and good evening, everyone else. What, $5 haircut. Boy, that's like back in the day. Well, we had a good day today. We've got 5.2 degrees here on the top of our mountain. I don't know if we're at the top, but... but the sunny, yes, a sunny day today made everything lots better. And we took a walk around the neighborhood, so to speak. Saw some people. And just stayed warm. John is the best wood stove stoker around. So back to you, KC2YXM.
Okay, very good. Very good, Kathy. Yeah, I wrote down wrong. I got a cheat list here, and I wrote it down wrong when I heard it. So very good, very good. Well, very good. Sounds like you had a pretty good day there for sure, Kathy. So okay, very good. We'll play with you. Go to KC2AIT. Jeff, good evening. How are you this evening?
Good evening, it's KD2AIT. We're doing pretty good. We're sitting here tinkering around online, and got to work tonight, as usual. Had to work all day, too. Well, most of it. Can't say the entire day. I did take a break there about halfway through. Not a lot going on. It's still cold out, and I'm really looking forward to spring. I know it's a little ways away yet, but it can't come too soon. Anyway, we'll turn it back over to you, Dan. It's KD2AIT.
Okay, very good, Jeff. Thank you, report here, see me. Yeah, we got about 4 degrees at the present time. And we had an overnight low last night of minus 12. And I don't think it's going to get as cold that tonight. They're talking about 0 to 5 below or something. But we'll see what tomorrow rain brings, for sure. So very good. Jeff, thanks a lot for checking the scene. We'll clear with you. Go WA2U. John, how was everything with you this evening? And I got Patrick on the back. I guess you're the best wood or the best stone fixer for sure. So go ahead.
Oh, WA2U. Good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening and staying warm. I think that's because that's my Kathy and I do different things around the house, and that's my charge. I guess one of them. Although that's funny, I mentioned in the fall. I think in the spring a little bit. Load it up, and that's good for a number of hours. But when you get the weather like we've got now, and you want to keep things comfortable and cozy, you end up getting up in the middle of the evening, or I don't know, 3 or 4 o'clock. I just stoked it up now, and get up and put some wood in there to keep it nice and cozy and comfy in the house here. And so brought some wood, and I put it real close to the stove. We've got a wood pile outside. We've got wood on the porch, on the foyer. And then that's a pretty good size area, about 23 by 14. At some point, we're going to get that all finished off. It's got our gym equipment out there, but we haven't got it assembled since we've moved up here. And so I put the wood near the stove so I don't have to go out and get that. Yeah, we took a nice walk today. Walked out to the mailbox. I came back in, we walked around, walked down the road here, down Route 365 for a ways, around the bay, and ran into some people along the way. It was just absolutely gorgeous. A little nippy with a breeze out there, but that's okay. The roads were well plowed, and it was kind of nice, and did that in the afternoon, and came back home and did some other stuff, put some CDs on the shelf. I just wanted to, today is Wednesday, and if anyone's around Wednesday, get the call sign in there. if you're available on 40 meters at 10 a.m. on Wednesday mornings, there's a group of people called the 72 CHU. And that's on 7.272 in lower sideband. Usually Wednesdays, Kevin WA2ISC who lives down in the Syracuse area, so that control. Just a rag CHU, kind of informal group. I guess they're on every day, but I like to throw a little bit of different things out there. On Wednesday, and then at 11 a.m. on Wednesday, which would have been today, on E-car, 7.255. They have a swap and shop, you know, there's amateur radio gear and kind of neat to listen to. So thought I'd throw that out, and I'll turn it back over to you, Dan. Hope everyone keeps warm. It's about as I guess gets about 5 degrees here right now. 7-3, and we'll listen. WATU, back to that.
Okay, pretty good, John, on your reports there to Steven and everything there, and Matt there on HF and stuff, and yeah, now it's still here inside the house, keep it cleaned out, put pallets in, most of the day. My wife does help me out occasionally, but for the most part, I take care of that, and because she's got all the things she does, so anyway, so I'll pan it out for sure. But we make up house though for sure. So this is our second winter with it. So works out really well for us. And in the shop, wood stove we got in the shop. My son, he fixes it during the day and then at night, or early morning night, we'll fix it because he don't get to bed about midnight every night. So I get up about 4:35, go out and fix it. Normally there's a lot of hot coals in there, and it's pretty cozy for sure. So, and I don't we got a new stove up in this year, so it works out a lot better than the one we had in the past. So it lasts out longer. So, okay, pretty good, John. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening. We'll talk to you later. This is N2OYQ, net control for the Black Rice Silver Set. Now we'll go out to KC2MBU. Ray, how are you doing this evening, you and the family?
Good, Dan. See, we got 7 degrees up on the hill here. DMV was in town today, so we got turned in five of them. We got five registrations done without having to leave Boonville, which is kind of neat. And just a piece of trivia, one face cord of dry firewood is equivalent to 160 gallons of fuel oil. And 160 gallons of fuel oil cost you over $500. And face cord cut, split, seasoned, and delivered to your house is about $60 a cord. So it's definitely the way to stay warm this winter.
Okay, pretty good, Ray, on your reports here this evening. Yeah, my mom, she just got filled up with fuel oil today. She got the fuel oil since November. Anyway, it's fuel oil right now, where she gets it, is $2.78 a gallon. So it's come down a long ways from the last time she got, which was, November, it was up, what was it? 340, 350, something like that. So it's come down quite a ways. Okay, very good. Very good, Ray. Thanks a lot for checking in this evening, and we'll talk to you later. This is N2OYQ, net control for the Black Rose Service Net. Do we have any further check-ins for the net this evening? Please call now. Any comments or inquiries for the net? Please call now. Okay, hearing none, we want to thank everybody that checked in this evening. It was a pretty nice night here for the first time. I've done this night on Wednesday night, and I hope to continue doing it on Wednesday night. So with that, this is N2OYQ, now closing the Black Rose Service Net, and return the repeater to other amateurs. 73 and good evening to all. N2OYQ, clear.
This is KA3TFB through the EchoLink system. Sorry, I've missed the net and I just couldn't get in. Was it enough time to get in? KA3TFB signing off. Good evening to all.
Good evening. We'll write that down. But maybe I didn't get enough time, or I didn't give a break in there for anybody else to get in there, so I'm sorry. So we'll get you down to like EchoLink. Now, where are you located at?
Roger, Paul, I think it is. KA3TFB, Kilo, Alpha 3, Tango, Foxtrot, Bravo. It's not always your fault. I go through a lot of up for everyone. We are from Wexford, and we're around. It's not as below zero as it up in New York, and I appreciate you allowing me to come in near your net there. I want to thank all those on this repeater for allowing the Echolink system to talk. There are a lot. My auxiliary power in the house is...
We caught most of that, but you were breaking up off and on, in and out with repeater off and on quite close that, but we did caught most of that. So, okay, very good. Thanks a lot for checking this evening, and I hope you check in another time. And do a YQ pair.
WB2U. Is anybody on frequency? I believe Jeff tried to key up, but no audio. Could you come again, please? E Bravo 2 Uniform calling Whiskey Alpha 2 Uniform. John, are you around? Over. Nothing heard. WB2U, clear. This is WB2U. CQ, WB2U calling.
Good evening, Jack.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
Yes, this is WA2U, good evening, Jack.
This is N2WBX, good evening, no traffic.
Okay, very good. N2PFM, hello George. KC2NBU, great. WA2U, hello John. N2WBX, hello to Dennis. Thank you all for checking in, much appreciated. Any other stations, with or without traffic? Any other stations, not done tonight, with or without traffic? Okay, very good. Nice turnout tonight as always, and appreciate it. 7-3s to all, have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2000.
Jack, just so you know, your signal's fine to the repeater. Actually, I can hear you on the input. Just thought you'd want to know. I know your beam is frozen in place there. WA2, have a good evening, you and Carol.
Yeah, I forgot to check today to see what way it's pointed. But obviously, it's putting the area pretty good, because I'm doing okay on all of them. I don't know what's happening. Okay, very good. Thanks, John. KA2ZNZ.
That's a BS. I'm calling KA2ZNZ.
Go ahead.
Okay, just for your information so far, my unofficial figures are 57.5. That's 57.5 inches of snow since November. We did escape most of those big storms that went up to Watertown. That's what you'd want to know. And 2 PSM clear.
Yeah, I just saw the photos from Hancock Field actually here last night or night before. But I don't remember what it is, other than we're 19 inches below our normal. So we may be, along that range too. Okay, very good. I'll have to find out next time I'll
KA2,
how is it? N5AOW, I don't know if I made the check-in in time or not, Jack.
Oh, I can't hold on. I thought you might be in. N5AOW, hello, Bob. And thank you for checking in. Much appreciated. 7-3, strong. KA2, how is it?